Abraham Lincoln. It is a great piece of folly to attempt to make anything out of my early life. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. I have always found that mercy bears richer fruits than strict justice. Character is like a tree and reputation like a shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. That I am not a member of any Christian church is true, but I have never denied the truth of the Scriptures, and I have never spoken with intentional disrespect of religion in general, or of any denomination of Christians in particular. I do not think I could myself be brought to support a man for office whom I knew to be an open enemy of, or scoffer at, religion. Our cause then must be entrusted to, and conducted by its own undoubted friends, those whose hands are free, whose hearts are in the work, who do care for the result. When any church will inscribe over its altar, as its sole qualification for membership, he continued, the Savior's condensed statement of the substance of both law and gospel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself, that church will I join with all my heart and all my soul. If slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong. This nation must become all slave or all free. The Declaration of Independence is a promise to lift the burden from the shoulders of every man. If a man had more than one life, I think a little hanging would not hurt this one, but after he is once dead, we cannot bring him back, no matter how sorry we may be, so the boy shall be pardoned.